Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. Always encouraging and edifying preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice, as you do speak the truth from the Lord. Just keep on preaching, and the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We do serve you, Lord, because you've called us to your service. You've called us to your kingdom and glory. You've called us with an holy calling. Thank you, Lord, for calling us. We endeavor to glorify you, to bear fruit, and to thank you, Lord. Worship you in spirit and in truth. Help me, Lord, to minister as you give the ability to humble myself, even this hour. Oh, thank you, Lord, to testify of Jesus. Let it be so is my prayer. Amen, amen, amen. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, shewed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify, it is he which was ordained to God, ordained of God to be judge of the quick and dead, to be judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, this is Paul, blessed to speak for himself, to answer for himself. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He saw a vision from heaven. The vision was instructions for him. The vision put him on his face. The vision humiliated him. Or the vision empowered him. Yes, the vision gave him a vision. Enlivened his hope. Hallelujah. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but shewed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Same gospel. We should repent, turn to God, and do work meet for repentance. Meet means according to, or fit. Thank you, Lord.
adequate. Thank you, Lord. Fruit meat, or work meat for repentance. Work. Repent, turn to God, do works, meet for repentance. For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Not a problem. If they go about to kill you for this cause, happy are you. Having therefore obtained help of God, that's where help come from, I continue to this day. That means I have power. When we continue, we have power. Thank you, Lord. That's persevering. God's grace has power. It don't quit. I continue until this day witnessing, again witnessing to both small and great. I witness to you, King Agrippa. I witness to the peasant in the street. I witness to the publican. Lord, help me. I want my life to be a testimony. I continue until this day witnessing both the small and great, saying none other things than that which the prophets and the Moses did say should come. Thank you, Lord. I continue to this day, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. To him, Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Can anybody witness to that? Hallelujah. Now, we don't want to be reluctant witnesses. Hallelujah. Slowful. We want to be faithful witness. You know, our Savior is called a faithful witness. These men that wrote the faithful witness. Y'all believe what they say? That this Jesus was crucified and God raised him from the dead? And that if you simply believe upon him, you can receive. Y'all believe that? We want to be faithful in that. Hallelujah. It is our calling. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. So what did Moses and the prophets say? That Christ should suffer. That he should be the first that should rise from the dead. You are witness to these things and should show light unto his people and to the Gentile. Hallelujah. Is there a light that shines in your path? Thank you, Lord. Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God. How about that? Not the righteousness of the Pharisee. Not the righteousness of the scribe, not the righteousness of the hypocrite, but the righteousness of God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. That's what the law and the prophets witness, righteousness of God. Amen. Every time they offered their sacrifice, every time the high priest went into the holy place, they were believing this. Y'all believe it?
Yes.
Bring the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. So upon Neil, upon Sherry. Yeah, there's no difference between them. Upon Terry, upon Brother Owen. No difference. Even up on Brother David. Hallelujah. Oh, David blessed my heart yesterday. Y'all want to hear it? Oh, help me, Jesus. David said, Pastor Rice, can you tell me, you know, why I thought when I was up there in Shadyside, I had ice cream every day? Why did I believe that I would come down here to the Overcomer and have ice cream every day? He said, somehow, you know, I knew that I wouldn't do it, but somehow I convinced myself that I would have ice cream every day. I said, well, brother, you have better things than ice cream. Hallelujah. You have eternal things. You You get daily bread every day. Fellowship of the saints. Communion of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, these are better things. I've had ice cream. Now, understand, y'all ain't going to fool me. I've had ice cream before, and I've experienced God's grace. They don't compare. No comparison. Right, take the ice cream. Just give me Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to say it again. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Being justified freely. There it is, freely. Thank you, Lord, by his grace. Not of works. Not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Well, you just said we should repent and turn to God and do works. Meet for repentance. I did say it, huh? Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, I did say it. God's going to require it of you. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness. I guess we've got that down, huh? His righteousness. For the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. That we should repent. Return to God. Do works meet for repentance. That's in every word of God. That's in everything I preach. That's in everything any righteous man preaches. That's our testimony. And it came to pass. That's the word of God. It's always be like that. It will be fulfilled. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples. He departed thence to teach and preach in their cities. Oh, that's like us going up there to preach in, where you come from, brother? D.C.? We're going to preach in his city. Huh? It's been done. You know that, don't you? Yeah, Christ has been preached in D.C. Hallelujah. Buck Tussle and all the other places. Really? Even preach here. You believe the gospel, don't you? He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. You go witness the things that you've heard and the things that you've seen. That ought to answer John's question. Thank you, Lord. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Go tell John. And he blessed, and blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what went ye out to see? A prophet. Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Hallelujah. And then Jesus began to bear witness of him. For this is he, of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before my face, which shall prepare the way, thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there is not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. There was a man sent from God, John chapter 1, whose name was John. The same came for a witness. He came to bear witness of the light. He was not the light. He confessed, I'm not the Christ. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. You know why we are sent? Okay, as long as y'all remember that, that means we depart from iniquity. Let everyone, you and me, everyone that named the name of Christ depart. The two don't agree. They cancel each other. Absolutely. When we name the name of Christ, that takes care of our iniquity. And our iniquity keeps us from naming the name of Christ. So let everyone that name the name of Christ claim he's a witness. He know about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. He know about his sins being forgiven. Let him depart from iniquity. Let him bear witness to where he got his freedom from. Who set him free? Where his life is. Where his hope is. Hallelujah. Glory. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now we are the light of the world. Is that not right? Because the light has lit us. He's the true light that lighteth every man. Give light. You have light, don't you? You're children of the light. Children of the day. Because the Father of lights has birthed us by his word, begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. Hallelujah. Well, let me interject what Brother Stir said this morning. Hallelujah. It is hard to impress God's people about what he's doing. All right. Now, that's not for condemnation, not for us to be locked in. That's our power and admonition to rise above. Everybody understand that? Yeah, when we confess that we're sinners, that's not for condemnation. That's power that we may rise above. Now, naturally, we think about it different. If we confess we stole the joy and the love is missing, too. If we confess that, my God, bad for us. Well, I tell you, if you don't confess, you won't make it into the kingdom. Y'all know that. Whoever took those know that it was wrong. Now, of course, they got their spiritual reason. But thou shalt not steal is God's reasoning. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the state we're in. You know, perilous times and men are frolicking and doing foolishness. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Absolutely. So I'm telling you that. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, not me, the devil, he's seeking to steal, kill, and to destroy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So naturally, it is true that men just are not impressed with God. No. Again, you all are not going to trick me. Plus, I look at your face all the time, and I see your response. They give more honor to Caitlin Clark. Oh, yeah. They honor her. She's got a fan base that go wherever she go, they go. Whatever city they play in, they're going to show up. Now, we should be ashamed. But some of us, that don't even move us. See, whatever God does, don't impress us. And we need to rise above that. Hallelujah. Don't you all know she's receiving glory and honor as them folk? Don't they have families and homes and jobs? Don't they have stuff to do? Well, they made Clark their life. Well, Jesus Christ is our life. Hallelujah. So let your light so shine among men. This is God's commandment. And the end of that is that gives glory to God. When you wretched sinners follow after righteousness, you give glory to God. Even when you wretched sinners confess that you're wretched sinners, you give glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, us being wretched sinners don't give glory. The whole world's full of them. The wretched sinners that give glory to God, the one that bow down sick. Hallelujah. So I'm one of them wretched sinners. Hallelujah. Well, the spirit that I get is, well, Pastor Rice, should we get excited about this every day? But I'm just, y'all want me to be honest with y'all? Every time we think about Jesus, you want us to light up? I see. Don't you know I'm sophisticated, brother? And I'm intellectual? Hey, we don't do it like that. You know, we sit and wait till the Spirit moves us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, this is what I see.
Yes, that's right.
I'm an honest man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For your edification. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him.
Yes.
The world knew him not.
Amen.
The world knoweth him not, even today.
Amen.
And the world knoweth you not, even
Amen.
Today. We are not of the world, even today. God's called us out of the world. Huh? Ye are chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation. This is God's truth. Huh? We want to rejoice in that. We want to walk in that. Huh? We want to repent, turn to God, do works meet for repentance. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I mean, if you went to your child's play and you slept through the whole thing, wouldn't you apologize to them? Oh, Josie, I'm sorry. I slept through your whole deal. I didn't see you do your part. What, wouldn't you apologize? Well, let's apologize to God. So we're sorry for being slowful, Lord. We're sorry for not stirring up the gift. We're sorry for quenching the spirit. Hallelujah. That would be works meet for repentance. See how God guides us? But you know what the sovereign say?
Yes.
Not me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Spirit ain't moved me yet.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spirit ain't moved me yet.
Yes,
hey.
Praise the Lord. Woo, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.
Y'all ever hear the prophet talking about people saying they don't have the Holy Ghost? They don't quicken. Y'all know what that means? Somebody tell me what it means. That's what they call quicken. Huh? Well, I guess we all got the Holy Ghost in. Hallelujah! Now, you all don't know that's what they meant. But when they said, well, they don't have the Holy Ghost because they don't quicken, that means they don't, I mean, actually do this. Really? Or they don't have goosebumps. Come on, saints. How about they don't give glory to God? Hallelujah! Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God.
Give God the praise.
God in praise. Hallelujah. So, consequently, a lot of people went around and perfected this and never walked in the Spirit. I'm talking about y'all now. Y'all know I'm talking about y'all? Hey. Hey. Y'all know I'm talking about y'all? Hallelujah. 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 One of the most convincing evidence of being having the Spirit is being led by the Spirit. We don't do good. See, I speak honest. And you can call me a liar if you want to. One of the most convincing evidences of having the Spirit is being led by the Spirit. One of the most convincing contradictions is not rejoicing in the Lord, not being led by the Spirit, seeking your own, doing your own thing. Hallelujah. So we are very convincing. All right. Hallelujah. Now what we are called to be is faithful witness. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know that? You know that God requires faithfulness of us? Everything.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
And of course we have to be led by the Spirit to do it. We're not going to understand faithfulness. Not by human precept. In fact, anything by the precept of men will not get us to the righteousness of God. Will not get us to the wisdom of God. It won't get us to the works meet for repentance. All right? Hallelujah. Now the card we like to hold is, you know, well, I do my stuff in secret and God knows that I repent. Well, if you say so. But the scripture talks about works meet for repentance.
Yes,
now, if they're works, they're seen.
Amen.
Because then God is glorified.
Amen.
When men see your good works.
Yes,
so if you have fruit,
yes,
I can see it.
Amen.
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 Don't lie to me. Oh, I'm spiritual. I go pray in the tabernacle when nobody else is there. Shame on you. That's fine if you do that. Not in lieu of.
Amen. Thank
you, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Not in lieu of or in place of. Thank you. It shouldn't even be, huh?
Amen.
Your most desire.
Right.
No. Your most desire should be gathering with the saints, praying with the saints. Because prayer is warfare, and we need help. We don't need a bunch of people talking about how spiritual they are. We need some laborers to show up. See what I mean? Now the ones with hearts after God, I suppose they'll show up. Hallelujah. And apply themselves. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness. Hallelujah. That he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Glory, glory. Oh, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Hallelujah. John was the forerunner, but Jesus was before him.
Amen.
John's own testimony.
Hallelujah. He's the first. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Again, he talks about the law given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Thank you, Lord. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him. And John said, well, I'm going to bear witness of him. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Well, where did John get it from? He got it from the Holy Ghost. He didn't know. When he was talking about the one coming after him, he did not know. The one who told him said, I'm going to show you a sign, though. That's how he knew. And, of course, when he got the witness from the Holy Ghost, he didn't get that by doing that. That's why most of us miss the mark. Huh? Well, we have little physical, fleshly things, and we say, this witness, we have the Holy Ghost. Not so. No, the heathen, they jump up and down and shout. Probably do a better job than you. Are we praising the Lord? Huh? Yeah, they do. They make you look bad. Not that we shouldn't do it. In spirit and in truth. See? But our little spirituality say, well, they're hypocrites and they do it. We shouldn't do it. Not so. Everything that the hypocrites do, you need to do. That's why the hypocrites do it. They're emulating you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And the admonition is just don't do it like the hypocrites.
Amen.
Some are afraid to get beside themselves because they'll look like the hypocrites.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to get beside ourselves to look like hypocrites.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Lord, have mercy on us. We don't want the reward of the hypocrite. Hallelujah. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for again he was before me. And here's John's own testimony. I knew him not. But that he should be manifest, be made manifest to Israel. The Spirit told me. Spirit told Simeon. Spirit told you anything? Well, we're between a rock and a hard place. Huh? Spirit tell us anything about worship, responding righteously to God? Y'all know how to get in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Understand this is part of restoration. Huh? And we can admit it needs to be restored. Hallelujah. Well, where is this restoration going to begin? Anybody know?
Yes.
Well, again, we can't keep looking at Kurt. not unless our name is Kurt. When we look for restoration, then we need to be looking. We need to be examining ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. See? We're good at examining other folks. You know that. One day Christopher was saying about the folk, they catalog all my faults. Well, that's what men do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Especially if they're spiritual. They'll tell you what spirit it is and how it's working. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, well, the Lord has brought us through a lot of that. Not all of it, you know. Thank you, Lord. So at the beginning, at least when I showed up, there were lots of men who were emulating the prophet, which is not a problem as long as you do it right. They were emulating the prophet as if they were the prophet, that they had the authority that he had, had the insight he had, had the wisdom that he had. Huh? I see. I guess I don't know what I'm talking about. Of course, this is common to men. Yeah, he always puts himself above. Yeah, not many this morning going to take the low road. Absolutely not. Huh? Of course, God don't know what's going on, you know. He just, maybe he's asleep or something. I fool God every day. Yeah, that's what our mind tells us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. I'm going on in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all know that's the word of God? Glory, glory. So again, this is how we're always open and naked. Because everybody here say, I know everything. You know, nobody's more spiritual than me, and nobody know more holier than me. And then we see your works. See how we are? This is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. We see your response. This is the wisdom of God. And some of us are still so stubborn. We say, no, not me. This is still God's wisdom. And when you stand before him, it'll still be his wisdom. Are we going to stand before the judge, Pastor Wright? You standing before the judge now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, this might be your last time. Might be my last time. Hallelujah. Well, you know, once our time is up, we won't be able to make any more motions. You know how the lawyers do. As long as you got money, they got an operation they can perform. It won't help you, but it'll keep the litigation going. Absolutely. Absolutely. They can go on and on and on. We've got one going on now. They don't have a case, but lawyers still making money. See how that is? That's how our iniquity is. Praise the Lord. We don't have a case. Not against the truth. No. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I knew him not, but that he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and I bear record, this is the Son of God. Now, are we not those that have seen and bear record that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Huh? We want to do that in spirit and in truth, not like the hypocrite. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples and looking up on Jesus, again, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. John never changed his testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. How about you? And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. I like it. The just shall live. I like that. Hallelujah. We must enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, I like it. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believe. Jesus said, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is witnessed in the law. They hated me without a cause. Thank you, Lord. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send, you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Hallelujah. And ye also shall bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning. Isaiah 43:10, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand. Know and believe and understand. Know and believe and understand. Hallelujah. That I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, I have shewed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there's evidence that he's God. Men just can't, understand, perceive the evidence. First, they can look around and see the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Then there's the witnesses. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, there's many false witnesses that goes along with the apostasy. Those that apostatize still name the name of Christ. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. They say, but they do not. Narrow line there. Huh? We have to be careful. That's called deception.
Amen.
When we hear the word and do it not.
Amen.
We deceive ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So even with all the word of God, we still defy God every day. We'd like not to, but we won't come into the full realm of the faith, and every bit of disobedience, unbelief, it won't testify of Jesus. So that's what happened with us. That's what happened when we don't respond right. That's our unbelief manifest. That's our rebellion manifest. You can rub your beard all you want to, huh? Fix your hair pretty all you want to, huh? If you have the Spirit, you should know I'm telling the truth. All right? It is the truth. That's why, we won't hide. And we'll be without excuse. You are inexcusable. Now, these things to be so is not a problem. If we would acknowledge them, then we would be delivered from them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? Unbelief has its work. It has its voice. Absolutely. It don't agree with God. No. It don't agree with God. It's called unbelief. It cancels out God. It's a resistor that won't carry the current. You understand? So in unbelief, there's no power. You receive no promises.
Amen.
If you know that, then happy are ye if you do the truth.
That's right. Amen.
We do know that, no.
Yes. Yes.
But it's amazing.
Yes,
we still let that stuff work.
Thank you, Lord.
The Spirit of truth. He will guide you. There you go. You won't just sit on the mountain and he'll guide you. Hallelujah. Into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shew it unto you. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not my own will. Y'all hear this wisdom? Hallelujah. Well, you know how we miss the mark, don't you? Right. There's no other way around it. Anytime you purpose to do your will, it's not right. Hallelujah. Don't say, but you know that force is so strong. No, no, no. You have power over all the power that is. Hallelujah. What you're doing is trying to circumvent the truth. We're well able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If I bear witness of myself, most men do, my witness is not true. So every time we do, we're not true witnesses. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent unto John, he bear witness unto the truth. Oh, he bear witness of me. Same thing. But I received not testimony from man. I didn't receive it because it came from John. I received it because the Father gave it to John. Through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Y'all understand it like that? Don't be respecter of persons. Buy the truth and sell it not. Be lovers of the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish. Again, my works are going to bear witness of me. What about your works? The same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Hallelujah. And the Father himself, which has sent me, have borne witness of me. A lot of witnessing going on. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you. Whom he has sent, him you believe not. Now, I believe that we're the people of God. But I can tell when the unbelief is working. And I tell you. Praise the Lord. It's not because you're tired. It's not because your toe hurt. It's not because you didn't like that what they had for breakfast. It's unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. What's the commandment? Lay aside every weight and the sin. That's the answer. You take the power. More unbelief gets you more unbelief. Yeah. Come out of your unbelief. Huh? I heard the prophet say faith is an act of desperation. Well, we don't seem to be too desperate. Hallelujah. Well, we have faith, Pastor Rice. Well, where's the desperation? Huh? Where's the works meet for repentance? Thank you, Lord. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven. Oh, again, what an example. He's thanking the Father. Because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Still going on. That's why he resists the proud. That's when we present ourselves as wise. Anytime we do that. If you're doing it now while I'm preaching. And some do, you know. That's why they... Huh? Absolutely. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm expounding, testifying of God's wisdom. You ought to be, you got the Holy Ghost, you should know I'm telling the truth. Huh? I'm not the enemy. Like Elijah say, it's not me that troubleth y'all.
That's right.
He says, you're in your sin. That you haven't obeyed the commandments of God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? So since Christ is in you, all that opposition, he's going to reward you for that. Absolutely. He's faithful. He's righteous. He's just. Now, we think it's just, you know, when we want to call down fire on Neil. You ever want to do that, brother? Lord, call down, let me call down fire on them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Lord, forgive them. Forgive us, O God. Restore, Lord. I say restore. Thank you, Lord. So my testimony is why the things I read and hear keep exciting me is because I'm growing in grace. I've read all this before. I've seen it before. I've heard it before. But every time I hear it, I still rejoice. That's grace.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
So again, what I'm doing is bearing witness.
Yes.
See?
Lord.
Well, that's what we're all called to do. So since we're all here, why can't we do it together?
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father.
Amen.
Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son.
Amen.
They bear witness of each other. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Shouldn't we bear witness one of another?
Yes.
When I tell y'all to worship God in spirit and in truth, can we bear witness together?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, I send out little messages. I always tell you that you're redeemed and prisoners and bond servants. Yeah, that's me exhorting y'all. Hallelujah. You know that, brother? That you have an inheritance in heaven? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But of course, God is preparing us for the place.
Amen.
Which means we don't fully appreciate the place. That's the preparation. Absolutely. Now most of us, you know, mostly esteem the things of men. The things that are below. Earthly things. Yeah. Weren't careful, we'll choke out all the good. That's why we are warned, exhorted to depart from those things.
Amen.
You know, cares of this life, they choke out the life. Just like weeds in a garden. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Let me finish this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So here we are. We, in the spirit, we confirm each other. We bear witness. Because when we walk as men, then we renounce each other and denounce each other and deny Christ. And, you know. As long as we understand, that's what we're doing. Hallelujah. Let's be like Paul. Walk in his admonition, his resolve.
Yes.
He resolved to know nothing. This is good now. It won't do you any good.
No.
Hallelujah. If you know that Christ is in your neighbor, then you know, see if you can call the deep to the deep.
Amen.
Huh? You provoke him to love and good works. He smites you on one cheek, provoke him to love and good works. He steal your rocks off the table, provoke him to love and good works. Rebuke him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. This is the promise of Jesus. Take my yoke upon you. Well, learn of me. The proud say, well, I know. Well, Jesus say, your sin remain. Oh, I see. Then we're blind. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Thank you, Lord. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. Hallelujah. Now, this is John giving his witness. It's sufficient for me. I don't need it in any other format. This is good enough for me. The life was manifest, and we have seen it. We bear witness and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we've actually seen him. We are eyewitnesses. Thank you, Lord. Now, our witness is greater. Y'all know that, don't you? Praise the Lord. Where do you find it? Well, Thomas, you've seen men you believe. Ah, but rather blessed they that have not seen yet believe. Now, I've not seen. You've not seen. Except by faith. Oh, what a marvelous gift, the faith of God. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Put you above the eyewitnesses. You believe, brother? How is that? There is no proof you can give unbelief. Unbelief can't process. Now, we have the unbelief, and all of our unbelief won't process my preaching. Understand that? All of our unbelief won't process any truth, whether it's in the scriptures, whether it's the witness in our neighbor. Our unbelief won't process. Our unbelief denies it. You know that, don't you? Some believe not. All men have not faith. But we that have faith, it's going to be required of us. So we need to get about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Righteous scarcely saved. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So at that day, we'll consider ourselves the greatest debtor to sovereign grace. Right now, we don't. Save me. I know God, but thank you, Lord. What about Neil? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, what God has done through Jesus Christ is enough for any man's salvation. If he attain unto it, that's through the faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So what is unbelief? It's a response to the witness of God.
Amen.
Y'all know that, don't you? Not good.
Amen.
It's a no God. Liar. We've done it. Some have no fear. You know, that's a light thing. Somebody put us on the schedule. That's above us. Oh, yeah. Hey, put me on the schedule. Man, I'm always washing dishes. Y'all get quiet on me, don't you? Hallelujah. That's just not a good way to look at it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, oh, God. Well, you know, no matter what I say, how I say it, it's not going to help you in your unbelief. You understand? So here you are.
Amen.
You're saying, well, Pastor Rice, you would, you know, preach it with some power, you know, and you know, like Brother Stair used to do. And then we'd be holy like we used to be. Hallelujah. Well, we are holy. Don't. The only thing going to get in our way is our unbelief. Because our denial of Christ and my brother deny the holiness in us. That God said we're holy. Yes, he did. He's called us to holiness, not to uncleanness. We are holy. This is the power we have. Well, we can't be holy and bring it to pass. Because God said so, we can believe it and attain it. Y'all understand the difference? Well, we spend so much time calling God a liar. It is true. Thank you, sister. Yeah. He's not a liar. Oh, I believe prophecies, but I don't believe my unbelief. Well, I see. Thank you, Lord. That's what everybody else had. Hallelujah. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants, you and I, things which must shortly come to pass. He sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God. You know, Jesus and the word of God are synonymous. Yes. Hallelujah. So we believe in Jesus as long as we don't have to believe in the preaching of. We don't understand that Jesus is in the preaching. No? Well, how is it that we so easily, you know, pick and choose through the preaching while we say, oh, yeah, I believe in God. I believe Jesus. I believe. Hallelujah. And we do. Thank you, Lord. But we'll have to overcome our unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. The truth said we must overcome it. Lay it aside. Not to deny that we have it. That's like our sin. We overcome. Not deny that we have them. See? We just, these things are too simple, huh? Yeah, the truth. You walking in it. Witnessing to it. And don't tell me you can know everything about everybody else, but you can't witness the truth of your own wretchedness. Then you're not a very faithful witness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John to the seven churches, which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. From the seven spirits which are before his throne and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. He's the faithful witness in you. Absolutely. As long as you have faith in him, you witness faithfully. In your unbelief, you don't witness faithfully. The faithful witness is in you. Your unbelief will deny that. It'll deny it in your response to the worship and your receiving of the word and following after righteousness, everything that's holy and godliness. Huh? That truth is in you. Your unbelief will say no. Hallelujah. John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when they had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. Amen. And for the testimony. Amen. Which they held. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Truth, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. Now I saw heaven open. And behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Many crowns. Hallelujah. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the armies which were in heaven followed him up on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepresses of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John bear witness of Jesus. The Spirit bear witness of Jesus. The Father bear witness of Jesus. The Scriptures bear witness of Jesus. The prophets bear witness of Jesus. The Father reveals the Son. The Son reveals the Father. We bear witness of Jesus. Jesus bears witness of us. And our works bear witness of us. Hallelujah. Well, so in some form and fashion, we're bearing witness. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. All right. Today is what, Thursday? All right. Getting to the Sabbath already, huh? All right. It's already warm, so I guess we can expect more. Nevertheless, we're still blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed to be in Jesus. Is that all right? Thank you, Lord. So true worship is what we're called to. Amen. The Father seeketh. Yes, Lord. Amen. True worship. Yes. They that worship him, not in a certain place, but in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, if we would just get together, get on the same plane in the same spirit, and know that we're soldiers on the battlefield. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we're always at war. Always. Always. Hallelujah. You might call a timeout, but the adversary won't honor it. You know how we like to. Timeout. You know, I'm going to take my religion off and lay it down. Timeout. They've said it like that. We've done it like that. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But if every transgression and every disobedience received a just recompense of reward, this is what God does. Yeah. Every transgression, every disobedience will receive a just recompense of reward. Hallelujah. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Against all unrighteousness, amen. All ungodliness, and all unrighteousness, them that hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise. He's no respecter of persons. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. No respecter of persons.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a righteous judge.
Amen.
Faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise, saints. Brother Irwin, can you pray for us? Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your help. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your patience with us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to look to you today. Continue, Lord, to trust in you, believe in you, believe your word. Appreciate, Lord, your kindness to us, your salvation. Help us, Lord, to do the things you want us to do. Thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother, for praying for us. All right, so let's repent. Turn to God. Do works. Meet for repentance. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and Buddy of Christ. And brother, as you faithfully stand fast in that place and calling where the Lord God has put you, In so doing, Pastor Rice, yours magnify and glorify the Lord and encourage us to press on into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, Pastor Rice. Maranatha, bless you, my brother. Amen.